Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School, and a graduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cahill. Today in Bajan History, April 12, 1950. Breathless rum is Barbados rum. On this day in Barbados history, the Barbados Advocate carried a report on what can be termed the new status attained by Barbados rum in the United Kingdom market. The report was aptly headlined, "Breathless Rum is Barbados Rum," in reference to the fact that consumers of Barbados rum were happy that Barbados rum did not smell on their breath. This was positive news for this iconic Barbadian product. Barbados rum at this time was undergoing a period of rebuilding, not only in terms of quality, but importantly, the rum industry was working to revive its export potential. The Barbadian rum industry from the early 20th century had made great strides in improving the quality of rums produced in Barbados through creative blending and aging. In fact, Mr. H. MacDonald Clark of A.S. Bryden & Company Limited pointed out that this rum was free from the pungent and unpleasant odor characteristic of the regular types of rum, which for long years were supplied to the UK market. The previous types of rum were shunned by the upper classes in the UK because of the lingering smell that emanated from the breath of rum drinkers. As such, rum consumption in the UK had historically been seen as a drink of preference for dock workers, labourers, miners, and generally a drink for the lower classes in British society. Clearly, the Barbadian rum producers had achieved their goal of improving the quality of their rums, as the report stated that Barbados rum was also being referred to as the whiskey type of rum, free from unpleasant odors, with attractive bouquet and appealing flavor. The new type of rum was now acceptable to the upper class rum drinkers in the UK, therefore attracting a higher market value. In addition, the article observed the good supply of Barbados rum in the UK market was a positive sign of the re-emergence of the Barbados rum export trade to the UK. Barbadian rum had been given a lifeline during and after World War II because of the shortage of alcohol-producing products due to the destruction of the war. The situation helped to revive Barbadian rum exports, which had been somewhat in the export doldrums from the 19th century. The export of good Barbados rum to the UK was definitely a positive development for the Barbadian rum industry at this time, considering that global Barbadian rum exports during the 1940s had increased to nearly 60,000 gallons, up from a little over 22,000 gallons in the 1920s. Today, Barbados rum exports continue to increase in the UK, and indeed globally, driven by a reputation of high quality.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.